All right, guys, now I want to talk about the website and logo development. Now, I am not a graphic designer, so what works for me is hiring out. I outsourced. Now, where I outsourced was a place called Fiverr. It's Fiverr, where literally you have people selling services for $5, okay? And of course, they have different tiers of what, you know, packages they have available and what services come along with that. But you can get the ball rolling with $5, you know what I'm saying? So definitely take advantage of that. They can show you their work and you basically filter out which ones you like, which ones you don't, and go with the one you like. Pay for the services, get it done. But you got it done, you know, for a little bit of money, you know, and it's still professional. So you still got that, you know, versus going to other agencies, you know, who do website development but charge you like, you know, thousands of dollars for a logo that took them 5 minutes to do. So just take that into consideration. So Fiverr.com, okay, Fiverr.com is available. I also have a website guy that I currently use. So if you want that information, you can contact me directly and, you know, we can have, you know, I'll share that information with you, no problem, after you subscribe to the channel. Okay. So that's that part. Now the logo, you want to get it trademarked. Okay. So you could contact your county clerk's office and, you know, just research information on what documents you're going to have to send to that department to, get your logo trademarked. Okay. Cause you definitely want to own it outright. You want to, you know, you don't want anybody to make any money off of that without paying you, you know, so definitely own that trademark. So I believe it's like $250 or something like that. So it's definitely well worth it, you know, especially, you know, it just protects you, you know, it gives you that peace of mind. You don't want nobody stealing your idea, you know, because like even for example, with the website, I had to purchase a domain name, right? So I was obviously going to get sleepisforbillionaires.com, but it was already taken, you know? So I was like, man, so that was such a cool one. So the alternative was .live, .net, .org, and all this stuff. And there was also .co, .co. So that's closest to .com. So I just went with that. So sleepisforbillionaires.co is, you know, the website that I currently own, you know, because again, you may come across a situation where that domain name is taken. And not only it was taken, it was from a private seller who was trying to resell it for $1,000 when it only costs like, what? I paid like $70 for 2 years to own the domain. You know, he wanted $1,000. So it's like, you know, I didn't want to do that. So, you know, and then go through the whole negotiation. I think we got him down to like 500. Then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go with the .co and just keep it at that. It's like, it doesn't really matter at this point. So, yeah. So just in case you run into that situation. You want to own it all outright. And as far as with the website, you know, there's other websites like Wix.com where you can create your own website, and they kind of got a user-friendly system that helps you create your own website. So you can take that into consideration, or you can just pay somebody else to do it. Again, Fiverr, you know, is definitely a good resource for all types of services rendered. So Fiverr.com, make sure you check that out. And that's pretty much all I got on the logo thing. That's and the website development. That's what worked for me, you know. And it's doing pretty good. So I hope this works for you. See you on the next one. All right, guys. Another thing I wanted to mention regarding the website and the website development. When you have your podcast already distributed, you know, through like Spotify and iTunes and Google Play and stuff like that, you can link the audio versions of your podcast, like where it's being hosted on Spotify, and you can have your website developer link that to your current website that you have, so it would help you in the search engine, pop up more in the search engine since you're attached to a credible website like Spotify or iTunes, which obviously at this point it's gaining more website traffic than yours is. So you definitely want to try to link yourself to other entities that you're already a part of, you know, like, because again, Anchor distributes on a bunch of different other platforms that offer, you know, podcasts, listening and streaming and stuff like that. So the more you know, link your site to what's available on the other platforms, the better it would do for you once you you know, getting those results on the search engines, and you can pop up a whole lot more and get more people to your website. So yeah, take that into consideration as well when developing your website, and make sure you communicate with your website developer regarding that matter. So you know, he can know what your goals are and how to best you know, consult you with his process. All right.